Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having my good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is one of my favorite people on the planet. Throughout my whole life, she's one of my heroes. She is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. She's the author, co-author of at least two books on healthcare policy that are awesome. She is somebody, nobody on the planet knows more about market-based healthcare policy than she does. And global leaders turn to her for this information. And we're so fortunate to have had her with us over the last 22 years. We got her right out of high school. Grace Marie, welcome back.
Jim, such a pleasure to be with you during these extraordinary and unusual times.
We continue to live the Chinese curse, right? May you live in interesting times.
I know. What are you seeing?
Talk to us about what's going on in your world these days, the world of healthcare policy.
Well, I think one of the things that we are learning, Jim, is that it really matters that you continue to invest in capacity and in technology.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Cuomo of New York is complaining that he does not have enough ventilators, but ventilators are coming from all over the country because New York is such an epicenter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's crucially important to see the way the private sector has responded to this crisis, where you have GM and Ford working together
right.
to repurpose their supply lines to make ventilators.
Mm-hmm.
People going into their
inventory. This is like during World War II, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It is a war, and that's exactly what Leader McConnell said yesterday. He said, we did not ask for this war, but we are fighting this war. And you see in countries, tragically, like Italy, and like the UK, that simply do not have the money because they are government-run healthcare
yep.
systems to invest in capacity, to invest in improving their facilities, and to be able to respond, to be able to take care of patients. We are doing that in the United States
mm-hmm.
because the private sector is so quickly able to turn around, and
right.
we have this infrastructure.
Well, a couple of things on that. Do you think that, and I'll ask both questions at the same time, do you think that after this is abated, that this will give rise to more support for more market based healthcare program system? Number one, number two, do you think that the medicine situation with the offshore manufacturer of the medicine that we'll fix that? We will have more redundant sources for that in the future.
With not only medicine, but really any needs that we need to defend ourselves. And I think that's something that President Trump said during his campaign.
Didn't part of the tax, the Obamacare tax on medical equipment, push some of that offshore?
Some of it offshore, but eventually they have now repealed it. So hopefully those companies
yeah.
were able to survive enough. But yes, much of it did go offshore. Hopefully now will come back.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a lot of money in the stimulus relief package
mm-hmm.
that will provide money for companies like that to continue to not only be able to respond to this pandemic, but I think to be able to ramp up their production capability in the United States. So,
mm-hmm.
yes, and I think it really does show that, as people have said, calling the pharmaceutical industry crooks, you have every single pharmaceutical company looking at
right.
its inventory of drugs that maybe were just ready to come to market did that for some reason or other got pulled, mm-hmm. or ones that can be repurposed in order to be able to solve this. We're going to solve this with finding treatments and vaccines in absolutely record time, and it's mm-hmm. because the federal government is working together, and state governments are working together with private companies to let them do what they
only
do best,
in
to get their
America.
Regulations out of the way.
Only
yes.
in America. And that's not hyperbole, is it, Grace Marie?
No, absolutely not. And I think we're going to show the world how to deal with this. I am very worried right now about New York City.
Yeah.
They are the absolute epicenter, mm-hmm. the great number of deaths, and what that does is overwhelm their capacity. Mm-hmm. Well, in New York, they have certificate of need laws and yep. all sorts of other things that restrict the mm-hmm. ability to build hospital
Maybe,
beds.
And I hate to say that, but I got to go to a break, Grace. I'm going to get you to come back on this when we come back. But maybe one of the things I'm starting to look for, Grace Marie, and you'll be able to report on this down the road. What are this? I don't mean to be gruesome, folks, or anything, but maybe there one of the silver linings is we'll learn about some of these things that are in our way to respond, and that'll be a silver lining, I hope, going forward. Quick break, 22, right back with Grace Marie Turner, Galen.org. Check that out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.